You're listening to Marketers for Movers, a podcast about generating more sales leads for your moving and storage business from its website. We explore all of the components that go into setting up a continuous pipeline of leads for your moving company. You can learn more about Marketers for Movers' experience and services at marketersformovers.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Ottaway.
And I'm Ernest Turner.
And you're listening to the Marketers for Movers podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about buying sales leads, 10 awesome FAQs.
Yeah, so this is really something that we get a lot of questions about. Many movers will buy a list of sales leads. They'll get them from aggregators. And there's really a lot of different options that you have for getting sales leads for your business.
One of the things that comes up a lot when people call in is they confuse us with people who do actually sell sales leads. Well, it's not really the sale of sales leads or the generation of sales leads from your website that is the important point here is. The important point is your business, your revenue, your longevity, and how you go about making your money.
I think that's a great point. There's what we really want to concentrate on today is giving you the tools to make sure sales leads are continually coming into your business so that you don't have to depend on these aggregators and these list generation sites to be providing leads for you.
If you're buying sales leads, your website is not doing a very good job of providing your business with leads, which can turn into revenue. As the marketplace becomes more and more condensed, it is absolutely imperative that your website generate sales leads, or you're going to have a very tough time going forward. Every year, more and more moving companies employ search engine optimization specialists like us who are getting their website page ranked in Google, and if they're properly optimized, getting them sales leads for free. If you're buying sales leads, it means that you're having trouble getting leads, and that's a sign of a poor marketing plan.
It can even be that a lot of some of the movers that talk to us, they don't even know that their websites can be a lead generation source. So that's really, have a mission to make sure that people can understand that their website really is a source of revenue. It's not just a cost center.
It's a very good point, Ernest. And I was going to say, and not to be negative, but in fairness, if you're wildly busy from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and then your business drops off, and we know this is true of a lot of moving companies because they call us, you probably are not generating many leads at all. What's happening during those summer months is you're getting the overflow, the business that your competitors can't take because they're already sold out. So the people that are contracting with you are probably not people who saw you as their first choice, but maybe you were their second or third choice.
Yeah, we were having a conversation not that long ago, and I'd really love to have you break out this idea in another episode, but you mentioned that moving is what you call a zero-sum game, and I'd definitely like to get your thoughts, but really quick, expand on that a little bit.
Well, this is our proposition, and really we're surprised that nobody has discussed this before. So we're going to put quite a bit of effort into introducing this and helping people in the moving industry get their arms around it. We've been in marketing for many, many, many years, and we've been working exclusively on moving and storage sites since 2010. And one thing rings very clear. The moving business is fixed. That is to say, the number of people who are going to be moving in the next 30 days is fixed. It's not expandable. We can't have a sale on moving services to Reno, Nevada, if people aren't moving to Reno, Nevada. So there is no way of expanding the moving industry target, if you will. There are so many blimps on the radar screen, and those people that are moving from Minneapolis to Reno are fixed. And we can't have a sale saying we'll give you $1,000 off on your move from Minneapolis to Reno if they're not planning to move to Reno in any event. So it's a zero-sum game. So movers, you have to understand it's like playing poker. If you win the hand, everybody else loses. So when you gain a contract, that's a contract that everybody else in the market lost. And there's no expanding that market. If there are 100 people in the next 30 days moving from Minneapolis to Reno, that's what there are. And no amount of advertising or promotion is going to change that.
Yeah, that really struck me, and it really underscored the necessity of having an optimized website and getting as many revenue and lead channels as possible for your business. So now let's jump into the FAQs. We've got 10 really common questions, and I think they're really vital to kind of explore some of these ideas. So I would say let's just jump right in. So where can movers buy sales leads?
Well, there are a number of companies, and they're certainly available on Google or Yahoo or Bing. Just Google, you know, buy moving leads, and you'll find them.
And we have there are a couple people that that we've met. I think you going to these moving conventions, you've met a couple of guys who do it. And we'll put their information in the description of this show so you guys can, if you're interested in going that route, we have a couple people that do it really well and that are trustworthy.
So, Ernest, where do sales leads that movers purchase come from?
So they really come from Google. They actually come from the same place that you as a moving company could be getting your own sales leads. They come from list aggregator sites. They come from companies like Angie's List, Home Advisor, or other companies that sell data, like realtors will sell data about people that are in the housing market to moving companies. But really, the key is that these leads come from the same place that if you had an optimized website, they could come for your company and they could be your lead entirely. And the other thing about these aggregator sites is that there's so much money going into these sites, and it's really a one-stop shop for consumers. And whenever they end up on page one, they're taking up real estate that a privately owned company, a single moving company like yours, could be taking up in the search engine.
So what can a mover expect from purchase sales leads? Well, some aggregators will sell you exclusive leads, and many will sell you what would be a competitive lead. That is to say, it's sold to your competitors as well. The typical arrangement is that the leads are sold to three or four companies, and so when you get that lead and make the appointment, that potential customer is talking to two or three of your other competitors already. So Ernest, what happens when the leads are exhausted? Say I bought $500 worth of leads from Equate Media. What happens when they're exhausted?
Well, there's really no other option except to buy more leads. That's the biggest thing about this, is that once you have gone through all the leads, either you have closed them, someone else has closed them, you've lost, they're not interested in moving, it turns out, then you just have to buy another list or go to another aggregator and get more leads.
So it's what we at Marketers for Movers call transactional business. It's like putting money in a parking meter. Whereas if you will optimize your website, either using us or someone else, or hiring a webmaster of your own to do it, then you're making an investment in the future. Because once that website starts churning out leads, it's like a flywheel. It does take months to get these things going. There's no question about that. If it were easy, everybody would do it and things would change overnight. It's not easy. So 4 to 6 months or more, depending on the competitiveness of your market, is very reasonable to get your optimization going and building up sales leads from your website. Maybe the first month you start out, you get two or three more additional leads, but by month four, you might be getting 25 or more additional leads. And it doesn't stop when you don't send a check to somebody, because your leads are free. They're coming from the website. You're going to optimize the website anyway, so you might as well get free leads from the website.
Yeah, and you mentioned transactional business, and that got me thinking. There are other types of lead generation, like transactional businesses. I think of like PPC platforms, AdWords, Facebook ads. You can run ads on LinkedIn. You can run ads on Yelp, and it's really easy to fall into the to start depending on these kind of transactional lead sources that that cause you to spend even more money over time on your leads than you might if you put in a big investment in a website that after a certain point you can not put as much money into it and it becomes a steady source of leads that is really not as much of a cost center.
Yeah, we certainly know if your daily budget on AdWords is $100 and the $100 is spent, your ads don't appear anymore. It's pretty easy. So Ernest, how many times has somebody come to us with a beautiful looking website and they're not getting any leads?
Yeah, this is this whole website funnel mistake that I think a lot of designers might make. And there are great web designers, creative people out there that make a beautiful looking website. They do great work. It's smooth. It's really nice. But these people might not necessarily understand the buying psychology of someone who's in the market for a moving service. Most of the We mostly deal with middle-aged and older women. That's the main demographic for leads that we see. And they're usually, moms. They're the head of the family. They're making a lot of decisions. They're really busy. And they want to be able to find the information that they're looking for as quickly as possible. So whether that be searching on Google and finding the service, and they also want to be able to see the specific service page that they're looking for and get specific information from your moving company. So there's a couple of big mistakes that we see movers make with their websites, and I know Bob, you'll have more to say about this too, but the first one that I see really is not making the quote form big and visible above the fold, which is just when someone lands on the page. It's that first part of the page that they can see without scrolling. So not putting the form big and visible above the fold. That's the first mistake that I see. Bob, is there something else you want to add to that?
Well, I think that, we've certainly learned over the decade that there are a number of things that need to be done. I think of credibility like the Better Business Bureau logo, getting your services very visible quickly, and limiting the number of clicks somebody needs to make to get to the quote form. These websites are all beautifully designed. They have a lot of information on them, but in reality, in truth, among us in the business, all these websites are there for is to get a quote. That's it. So we design them merely to get a quote, period, paragraph. So Ernest, cutting to the chase, most people are not tuned into this podcast if they've got more leads than they can handle. So they're tuned in because they don't have any leads. So what would you say if I'm listening to this podcast today, my site's way underperforming, I've got capacity, I need leads now, but it sounds like optimizing my website is not a bad idea. What's the one or two, three steps that they should be taking?
Well, I think the first thing that you need to do on your website is get that quote form nice and big and visible on your site. Before you do any optimizing, before you start looking at any PPC campaigns to drive traffic, that's the biggest thing, because you want the people that do get to your site to not have to work at all to be able to contact you guys. So get that quote form out and visible and easy to fill out. The next would be to look at your content. So first, figure out what pages you are ranking for. See what your highest performing pages are. And there's a couple ways to do this. Go into Google Analytics, make sure that your webmaster installed that correctly and that you can see all of your traffic history, and look at the top landing pages. It's usually, for movers, it's the homepage. That tends to be the page that gets the most traffic. And then look at the landing pages below that. And those are going to be the pages that, if you don't see a main service like local moves, long distance moves, if you're not seeing a blog on there for your page. And if you guys aren't blogging, that's really a vital thing for you to do. It's really kind of a tip to get on page one for some important searches as quickly as possible. So look at your landing pages. And then I would say, going on that, number three would be write a blog. So figure out if you have a specialized service that you are kind of dominating your market in, and write a blog about that. Once that blog is up, make sure you're sharing it on social media. Make sure you're turning it into reusable content to share on different platforms. And then monitor its performance. You can see how well your post is performing when you, if you use a tool like on our website, marketersformovers.com, it's called the Unbiased Search Tool. You can type in the keyword that you're trying to optimize for, and you can localize it to your search area in the line below that, and then press search, and you can look at the search engine results. And if in you know, a week, 2 weeks, you're not seeing some results and you can't find that blog, there are some other issues to explore, but you should be able to see your content start making it up through your rankings. So that's really the first place that I would start before. And you can do these things without hiring an SEO consulting agency. You know, the results that you get are going to come faster with consultants, but these are things that it's possible to start doing the basic groundwork of optimization before you really even you know, start talking about professional work.
Thanks, Ernest. I know we have hit everybody with a tremendous amount of information. As I hear you speaking, I realize that we do this every day, and I don't want to confuse people. So, you know, in concluding the podcast and in summarization, if you are in dire straits today and you need leads on your website, it's important to start planning by hiring a search engine optimization consultant. And certainly go to Google. I'm sure you're well aware of how to do that. In the meantime, while you get that consultant on board, if your capacity is wide open, then you should consider Google AdWords. It may not be the best long-term solution at all, but it can be a short-term fix, or buying leads can be a short-term fix. But our message here today is Google AdWords and buying leads are not a long-term solution. So please take a look at a consultant. As Ernest said, much of this you can do on your own. So you want to look at that form for the get quote on page one. As Ernest mentioned, you want to take a look at the landing pages, and you want to take a look at writing some blogs. You know a tremendous amount of information that your future customers would love to know. So show them how much you know. Impress them, and maybe they'll come to your website, and maybe they'll fill out a form and buy from you. Sound good?
I think that sounds great. Yeah, buying sales leads and doing AdWords in these transactional businesses can really be a little bit of an addiction, and it's hard to it's much harder to see into a long-term investment, a long-term game, than it is to play a short game of transactional business. And so, getting away from that short-term, short vision transactional business and moving into a long-term investment that will continue to bring you leads is really important.
Thank you, Ernest. Until next time. Onward and upward.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Onward and upward.
You've been listening to Marketers for Movers, a podcast about generating more sales leads for your moving and storage business from its website. We hope that you have found this podcast informative and helpful. If so, please subscribe below and leave us a comment, and we will respond. This podcast is brought to you by marketersformovers.com. which specializes in website optimization for moving and storage companies throughout the United States and Canada. You can learn more about Marketers for Movers' experience and services at marketersformovers.com.